Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
And hey, John Williams, you need to talk to Dr. Copen about that musically transmitted virus that's going around. One of our listeners sent this text in. I'm not exactly sure what this means. The way John Williams says, let's do speed jokes. And then the music starts. And yes, in a bewilderingly quick manner, jump starts my heart like saying you want ice cream does to my two-year-old. Love you guys. Monday through Friday revolves around 10:30 or the 1:30 news so I can get my daily grin in. Let's do speed jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg, and we have jokes today from Harlan and Toasty, who is Toasty in Chandler, Arizona, and Linda Morrissey and Audrey, who's just 13 and sent a speed joke in, Bob T in Beverly and the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago, Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally, they're in Brazil, Indiana. Nancy is in Madison, Wisconsin. She says, happy summer, still speed joking after all these years. Beth from Marengo says, hi, John and crew. I absolutely love listening to speed jokes. Been listening since you started. We also have a joke from the Earl of Schomburg. That would be the Earl of Schomburg. He doesn't give a name. Hey, did you hear about the guy who rode the merry-go-round for 5 days?
No.
He got into the Guinness Book of World Records. Finally, I found a recipe that's gluten-free, non-dairy, low-carb, vegetarian, organic, non-GMO, fair trade. It even has no sugar, Andy.
What is it?
Air. Hey, did you know before he was a famous singer, Little Richard made a living by cutting back overgrown gardens?
Really?
Yeah, he lopped all the rhubarb and lopped bamboo. Andy, don't ever sing into a colander.
Why not?
You'll strain your voice. Oh, and by the way, last week I told you about a virus that keeps people from remembering bands from the 1980s.
Yep, you told us they don't know the cure.
And then it mutated to 70s bands.
Uh-huh, you even said your twisted sister came down with it.
Andy, now people cannot remember the names of 1960s bands.
Suppose you're going to tell us it's spread by Beatles.
No.
Did it originate in Illinois?
No.
Springfield?
No, Buffalo, Springfield.
And what do doctors recommend?
Well, some say you should use a cream, but my doctor wants me to take 11 spoonful
of what?
Extract of almond. Brothers everywhere are using it.
That's righteous.
Them too.
What are the symptoms?
Well, you know how people are getting sick from Taco Bell? We're talking flying burritos, Andy. Flying burrito brothers are getting sick.
Does it affect mamas and papas?
No, not really.
Well, where does disease originate?
Well, when people go to the zoo, they look at the birds and the monkeys, even the turtles.
Yeah.
And they get the temptations to touch them, and then they get sick.
Well, I certainly hope this virus goes away soon. In fact, I hope this joke goes away soon.
I got bad news for you, Andy. They say it's going to be here for all four seasons.